We were lamenting on the bench over at the other church that Brother Jim is so full. We're all so full because we've been sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to a lot of men who were in the presence of God, who spoke into our life and built us up. So, you know, we have to get built up every once in a while, too. But I was just sharing with the other group that, and our father in the Lord was Brother Hilton Sutton, and it's been several years ago that he shared with us a dream that he had had, and about a way, the last wave of the Spirit of God. And we believe that that is upon us, that last wave of the Spirit of God. That, how many of you believe that we're in the last days? Yes, we're in the last days. And what we do, we must do quickly, because time has been sped up and compacted. Does it seem like to you, like it does to me, that time just flies? The days seem like they're 8 hours instead of 24. And so God is moving by His Spirit all over this world. And He's telling us to be alert and stand tall in the Spirit and to pray much and study the Word much and win souls, because this is the hour when His Spirit is going to move all over the land. And I can tell you, as Brother Bill and I travel and we witness to people, mostly a lot we witness in restaurants to waiters. And if you don't tip them good, they're not going to listen to you. So we always tip our waiters good, sometimes 25 to 30%. That really gets their attention. And so then when you get their attention, then they'll listen to you. So we, most of the ones that we witness to, probably between the ages, we believe that the people between the ages of 15 and 30 are going to be the ones that are going to usher in this move of the Spirit and usher in the coming of the Lord. And 98% of the people, young people that we witness to and ask them, we just go straight to the matter. We say, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And I say 98% of them say yes. And you can tell they're not lying. You know, when they smile and say, yes, I know Jesus, then you know they do. And we're excited at what we see God doing. And we heard through somebody the other day that they're having revival in Israel among the young people. Doesn't that excite you? It should excite you, because there's some good things happening all over our land, and mostly on the news we hear about the bad. But if you're listening in the Spirit and you're fellowshipping with like believers, you hear the good news. There's good things happening in the world of Jesus and God. And so just be on alert and look out for the move of the Spirit, and look out for the last wave, big wave of God's Spirit, and be ready to witness to those that come in contact with.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Are you awake? My job is to wake you up before Pastor preaches. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me share just this thought with you in this area as we're approaching these last days, when the eastern sky could open anytime and we can go home. Also, the devil's firing his best shot. But isn't it good? You're more than a conqueror.
Yes, amen.
Over him.
Yes, amen.
And when he fires his best shot, just say, oh, you showed up. I remember reading about Smith Wigglesworth. They said he went to bed one night and was laying there in this hotel room, and his bed shook, and he woke up and looked, and there's the devil standing at the end of his bed. He said, oh, it's only you. Turn and went back to sleep. So we need to realize that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Yes,
so let me encourage you. If you're not in the book, get in the book.
Amen.
Amen? Begin to study the Word. And when he shows up, do just like Jesus. Jesus told him, it's written. He can't stand against that. So get your armor on and let's go give him a good whipping. Amen? God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. All right. Children may be dismissed.
We don't want you to hear the big people's Bible.
Let me go hear theirs.
Well, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Well, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Yeah. Yeah, he's great. And, you know, he saved the best to the last. He saved the best to the last. So these are the last days, which means he has to hurry and get everything done so that the bride, which hasn't yet made herself ready, will make herself ready.
Yes.
And he's got the house ready, so we got to have our dress ready. And so these are big days of bridal purity. That means the church. He's not coming back for a harlot. So that means the church has to be without spot, without wrinkle. Her dress can't have any spots on it. Imagine a bride with spots all over it. Right. And without any blemish at all. Nothing. Nothing whatever. And so some people feel he'll come back just as we are or something. No, it's not. He's coming back for a pure, glorious church without any of that. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's not clear to y'all. That's clear to me, is that he's not going to accept a bride that's got spots and wrinkles all over her dress. Blemishes. It can't be anything. So some of you still have a few spots. You know who you are. Raise your hand if you're one of those. Oh, praise God. Now, you don't have any by imputed righteousness. In other words, your own dress might not look so great, but Jesus is your clothing. He's all your righteousness. So you're really okay. You're going to be okay if you just rely on Jesus. Say it. I will not lean to my own understanding. I'm not going to rely on my own goodness. I don't have any. I'm not going to rely on my own greatness. I'm not great. I'm not going to rely on my own power, my own strength, my own wisdom. Because you're not very bright. Did you know that? Don't you love to hear that? Apart from me, you can do nothing. But in me, of course, you can do all things. So the whole thing is relationship, not performance. The whole thing is relationship. And you have relationship with someone who's done it all. Not gonna do. Already done. Done. Finished. Done. So that finished work now, it's like the war's already been won, but the battles are still being fought. But, you know, once the war's over, even though there's pockets here and there, they just don't realize it. We've already won. And so the enemy still has to be judged, but we don't. Do y'all understand that? Our deeds, yes. And that's why we're here. We're here to get the spots and wrinkles out. Did you know it takes a lot to get spots out of a white dress? It takes the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To blot out all those dark spots. So that the Lord is cleansing and purifying, because he said, the good work I began in you, I will surely complete it. Finish it. The good work I began, you will finish. No. The good work I began, I will, surely. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do it.
Yes.
You know, not you and he working together, helping out. I mean, it looketh like that, of course. It looks like you're cooperating, you're yielding, you're surrendering, and so on. But actually, it's all his work. And you just simply believed it. And now what you believe, you will see. Whatever you believe. If you believe, you will see, the Bible says. If you believe, you will see. But it's not your zeal. It's not your power. It's not your strength. Well, you know, that's in the New Testament. It's also in the Old Testament. And today I'm going to read that for you, because most of you probably don't read the Old Testament that often. But the Old Testament is good news.
Yes, it is.
Did you know, because of the New Testament good news, now the Old Testament's good news. In other words, keeping of the law is easy, because we have the Holy Spirit of the New Testament in us, working through us to glorify God. So therefore, we keep the law that people that try to keep the law can't keep. But we do, easily.
First of all, Jesus does it for us, then he does it in us, then he does it through us, so he does it. And so Jesus is the doer. That's why we can do all things. Isn't that amazing? And then he'll say someday, well done. And Jesus done it. We didn't even done it. But we did do it. Because he was in us to will and then to do. He was in us to will. Now the Holy Spirit's in us to will and to do. So you don't even have to want it. You don't have to even do it. Because he's in you to will and to do. So you need to have the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And with fire, by the way. Did you all get that fire? Is everybody excited about all the fire? Because you're going to get some more. So you might as well start getting excited about fire. I love fire. Why? Well, it purifies everything, everything, everything. It purifies everything that's spiritual. And, of course, it kills off everything that's flesh. And, of course, that's our prayer. It is, God, kill off my flesh, purify my spirit. Oh, there it is. Fire, fire. You just prayed for fire. That's great. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you excited? You can say amen. We're not Baptists, but you can say amen. The best has been saved till the last, and we're at the last day. So let's look at Isaiah, Isaiah, and we're going to look at the 26th chapter. Now, you know, everything, I'm going to summarize everything. If you only heard one sermon, this could be the sermon. It would say everything. Isn't that amazing? And it's in the Old Testament. So I can tell the whole gospel from the Old Testament. I could pick any verse in the Bible. It always says the same. Every verse in the Bible, remember Jesus said, you search the word of God because you think that in them, those Old Testament words, you have eternal life, but it is they that bear witness to me. Did you know the whole Old Testament is all about Jesus? In fact, you haven't read the Old Testament until you see Jesus in every verse. No, not just every verse, every jot, every tittle. Every little comma, every little period. Everything in the Old Testament is all about Jesus. So from beginning, Bereshit bara Elohim, from beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, Et ha-shamayim va-et ha-aretz, in the beginning when God created by a word, he's still working. He's not creating anything new. Oh, except the new creation, which actually was set up before the foundation of the world. I don't know. Are you aware of that? That the new is actually older than the old? The new actually was prior to the old. Are you all aware of that? So that what's new is actually not new at all. It's actually the original. And you're just being restored, not to Adam and Eve. I know many teach that. You're not being restored to Adam and Eve. You're being restored to God's original intention, not man's original condition. Isn't that amazing? So you're being restored to what God had in mind, and Israel also will be restored, not to what she was, but to what she was meant to be by God in this world. So you don't need to be holy in the next world. You need to be holy in this world in order to help other people. Did y'all see that? Isn't that amazing? I mean, you don't have to work at being holy in the next world because you don't make it unless you are. You're not going to get there. You're not even going to get there. I mean, the thing is spotless, pure, perfect. And so in this world is when you want to be perfected because that's the only thing that's going to count for the next. So could I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Could I hear a better one?
Hallelujah.
I mean, a really strong one. Like, yahoo! That's good. You know, I'm forcing your spirit, man, not your soul. I don't care about your soul. I don't care about your flesh. Your flesh doesn't want to do that. But, you know, I just saved you from getting cancer. Do you know that if you shout like that, if you worship God, then none of the diseases will come upon you? Isn't that interesting?
Amen.
You know, if you just shout like that, it's really good for you. So let's do it again. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I think I was louder. Of course, I have the microphone. The best has been saved to the last. Well, this is the best day of your life for the rest of your life.
Yes, amen.
I mean, there couldn't be a better day than today because you don't even know if you'll survive tomorrow. So this is the best day of the rest of your life. So, you know, have a good time. This is the day. Hey! This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Someone stand up and say, me too.
Me too.
It's good, because this is a great day. It's a glorious day. All right, let's look at Isaiah, Isaiahu. Let's look at it, because I want to preach today out of the Old Testament, because most people don't. And, you know, the whole gospel is in the Old Testament. The whole gospel's there. There's nothing new under the sun. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so this 26th chapter, I love it. Of course, I love every scripture. And they're all my favorite because they all say the same thing. But I love this 26th chapter. It's so great. In that day, whatever that day is, that's our day, actually. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. You say, Pastor, you preached on this last week. I know. I could preach on the same verse for 10 years and get something new out of it every single time. Because the DNA is always the same in every part of the, in every cell, in every aspect of the scripture. Today I want to move us from Mishpatim to Tzadik. I want you to learn Hebrew today. Say Mishpatim. The im on the end is plural. So mishpat. Mishpat means judgment. I want to move us from judgment. How many are excited about judgment? Judgment. Oh God, judge us. Did you know that's a good thing? God, judge us. If there be any wicked way in us, any, even the smallest, slightest, remove it. I want to go from judgment, mishpat. Mishpatim, judgments, plural, all the way to tzaddik, righteousness, from judgment to righteousness. Now, that's not the title to this message. The title would be the path of the just, or the path of justice, but it's the path of the just, because that's what this scripture is talking about. Did you know that God wants us to move, and there's a beginning, and then there's an end, and the beginning is judgment. In other words, you have to start out in judgment. Now, I know a lot of Christians that hate judgment. They don't like to see their sin. They don't like to see spots, wrinkles, and blemishes. But you're wrong. You're wrong. Completely wrong. Because there is no such thing as starting out with the gospel. You have to start out with the bad news. Unless you're sick, you won't go to the doctor. Unless you're sinful, you won't go and hear the gospel. I'm going to say something very strong now. Nobody hears the gospel except sinners. I'm going to say it again. Nobody hears the gospel, even though it's preached to everybody. They don't hear it because many Christians don't want to admit that they were sinners and they still have sin in their lives. And therefore, you're not going to grow. The gospel only comes to you, and the gospel didn't just end with the cross or with the resurrection of Jesus or with Pentecost. It keeps going and going and going from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. But particularly two glories. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we go from glory to glory. Beholding him as in a mirror, we are changed from glory to glory. Now it only says two glories. And I'm going to show you what those two glories are. The first glory is Mishpatim. The second glory is tzaddik. That is, the first glory is judgment. Did you know that Moses, his ministry in the house of God, is glorious? It's very glorious. But there's a greater glory, and that is the son of the house. There's greater glory to that. Book of Revelation teaches about that, but particularly the book of Hebrews teaches about the greater glory. Now, the first glory is the left hand of God. Over here is my left hand. Over here is my right hand. Now, pretend like I'm God for a minute. God's left hand is the law and government here over all mankind. This one is just for you and me. This one is just for the kingdom of God. So his right hand is more glorious than his left hand. And Moses is over here under the left hand. Even though they know about the right hand of God, they can't bring us to perfection. The law perfects nothing. But still, we have to have it. So the law and the gospel, the left and the right, Moses and Jesus, and I could give 100. Everything in the scripture is always divided between soul and spirit. Everything. And the word of God cuts through everything. So you have to always move from the left to the right. You always have to move from the natural to the spiritual. You always have to move from the kingdoms of this world to the kingdom of God. And many Christians do not grow because they never repented of the left hand. In other words, they were never guilty. You have to move from guilt to joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, remember last week's message on the third verse. Here it is. Thou, God, shall keep him, me, you, in perfect peace, shalom. Perfect peace. The actual of the Hebrew says, shalom, shalom. Thou shalt keep him in perfect shalom, shalom. Perfect peace. Now, all peace means is you're lined up totally with God, spirit, soul, and body. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, which also means emotional happiness. It includes it. Whose mind, here's your mind, can either be double-minded or single. Can either be clear or confused. You can have your mind renewed or old. Either way. But your mind has to be stayed by something bigger than the mind. The Greeks are wrong. Jesus is right. The mind is not the greatest thing. The will. The will is greater in the natural man than the mind. Because the mind has to be set by the will. Thou shalt keep him in perfect emotional happiness, whose mind is not confused and troubled, is stayed on thee by a strong will, which comes from the trust and a pure heart filled with faith in Jesus Christ, which is the gospel of God, which comes from a loving Father. So the unconditional love of God, one, which gives you then the gospel, number two, which produces in you repentance, for all sin, not just outer sin, but also inner self, until it's all crucified, dead, and buried, which then brings faith, which fills the heart, now the heart's taken care of, that's the spiritual part, then changes and alters the soul, which is a strong mind, very strong, not weak-willed, clear thinking, absolute clear. I am never confused. I'm going to say it again. I am never confused. Why? Because I have a strong will. Why? Because I have faith in my heart. Why? Because God is a good God. Because God's a loving Father, not an angry judge. And therefore, he gives me a gospel rather than a law. Whenever he gives the law, I know that's his left hand and not his right hand. Because this is glorious and this is more glorious. In other words, this one tells me I'm guilty. This one says I'm not. I'm innocent, pure. I love that. And when that fills my heart, then all of a sudden, my will is strong. My mind is clear. My emotions are happy and my life is stable. You see, a double-minded man would be unstable in all of his ways. But a single-minded man, someone whose mind is clear, has emotional happiness, but more importantly, it's been set by the strong will that says, this is the truth. I choose this. There's death and life. I choose life. There's Moses and Jesus. I choose. Not Moses. He just begins the thing, but Jesus ends it. In other words, fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but the love of God is the end of wisdom. So God with his left hand begins everything. So the whole gospel is this. Start out with the law. If you don't start with the law, you'll never end up with the full gospel. You'll end up with part of it, but not the rest of it. You'll begin, but you won't endure to the end, and you won't make it. Because God has designed these last days to stop and prevent anyone from being a nominal Christian. That is, I believe Jesus died for me, rose for me. So what? That's only the beginning. That's justification, but not sanctification and not glorification. Unless men see your good works, that's not justification. That's not even sanctification. That's not being a believer. That's not being a disciple. That's actually being a lover. It's only love that endures to the end. You see, faith, hope, and love.